Learning Mishnah and learning Halacha. Liman HaMishnah v'Halachas HaPsukis, but not in the way of Pilpul. He's talking about learning Mishnah and learning Halachas Psukis, learning Halacha. Paul Bakaydesh Oysa Pu'ula Shahalimud Ageografi Paul Bachol Lahisharos HaSeichel V'Hizbasasusai HaYisoidis HaMamashis. Rav Kook is telling us that besides the inner content and the Teichen HaKadosh of Mishnah and Halacha, there's the additional benefit that Limud has besides the material, besides knowing the Dvar Hashem and how to live as a Jew. That learning Mishnah and Halachas Pesukos, Rav Kook says, is Poel BaKodesh, it has the holy effect upon a person. Oysa Pula Shalimar Geografi Paul Bachol Haisharas Hasechlis Basasusa Yesoidis Amamashis. The way that he gives the learning of geography, he says, in Limudei Chol, he picks specifically geography. I think maybe as a way of saying that a person knows where he is, right? For a person to know where places are, where things are, to have a perspective. That's what the limit of geography in Chol, in secular studies, geography is that perspective of where things are, where everything is, that limit of geography. So he says that when you learn Mishnah and Halacha, again, besides, of course, the limud itself, which is Teres Hashem, but besides that, it also has the effect in Kedusha that learning geography has to straightening out one's mind. Hayesaidis hamamashis, to base it in practical, tangible reality. To know how everything fits, where everything is. We're going to be learning a lot about this during the Sefer, throughout the Sefer. It's not a secret that Rav Kook was pushing very, very, very much for learning that the learning of the Gemara should be Aliba de Hilchasa, that it should be connected to Limud HaHalacha. He was also, like many other tzaddikim, very big on learning Mishnayos. The last thing that he was Isaac in before he died was not his deep Kabbalistic philosophical things. The last thing that he was Isaac in most of the time before he was Nifter was the Gemara that he was preparing, but now many Masechtas already are out. The Shasta, it's called Birur Halacha, the Gemara where Rav Kook from memory was writing on the bottom, on the margins of every page of the Gemara, all the Rambams and Shulchan Aruch out completely, that would nagei to that blot. He was writing out. And he had, as we'll learn throughout the Sefer, he had many, many reasons for this insistence upon learning Gemara together with learning Halacha. Rav Kook was always crying over the fact that Halacha and Agada were being neglected in the yeshivas. That the learning of Halacha and the learning of Agada, which is Pnimius of Torah, the non-Halachic parts of Torah, that these limudim were being neglected. For many reasons he was upset about that, and he fought against that, and we're going to learn all these different reasons. Over here, Rav Kook is talking from a very practical point of view, and very practically, Mishnayis and Halachas Psukais has the effect on a person's mind. He calls Haisharas Haseichel v'hispasas Susai Hayisoides Hamamashis, a straightening out of one's mind. That a person's mind becomes focused and doesn't get lost inside in Yonim. You could have a person that's very, very brilliant, and he learns the sugya, and he goes into a thousand things, but he never really gets to it. He doesn't get to it. You have that also in secular, also with work and other things. Get up a person that this is connected to Torah learning, and Hasidus of Chachman Bina, and doesn't get to the inyan. Doesn't get to the inyan. Because the mind has become crooked over the years. Even though he's very brilliant, and he could build all kinds of castles in the air of thought, but the mind has gotten used to straying into all kinds of side streets, and has lost or never had that yashrus, the yashrus of seichel. Mishnah halacha force a person to remain on the main highway, on the main road. They force a person to be clear, to be concise, to come to a conclusion, to finish an inyan, to emerge from an inyan with precise, specific, clear results, which other limudim don't require. The benefit this has, of Kook continues, and says, Shehi amil an yofi l'dvarim hayoyser el yoynim umufshotim. That a person who is based, whose thoughts are based, secure, clear, grounded in the world of Mishnah Halacha, such a person is ready to then get into the rocket that we were talking about 2 weeks ago and to take flights out into outer space. He has that yashrus of seichel that will make sure that wherever he travels in his journeys of Torah, he'll stay on course. He won't get fadreit. He won't get lost in fablonjit. He won't, because remember, as Rav Kook said, we learned 2 weeks ago that when you get to those higher places, you don't have roads, right? It's not so clear. You don't have the convenience of the maps and the street signs and everything. When you get over there, like Rav Kook said, it's not clear exactly. It's mufshat. It's abstract, esoteric, and abstract. A person who's not grounded in Mishnah and Halacha, when he gets into that racket and he flies off into outer space, he can get terribly, terribly lost. First of all, he might not ever find his way back. He might not be able to come back. Second of all, it might take him to wrong places. But geography means that a person has a good hergish when it comes to reading a map, and to have a perspective of where things are. I always have this thing, my wife loves looking at maps. Not stam, but she like when we'll go someplace, she always likes to take out, you know, the map. And I'm not like a map person. So now they have the GPS, it's very good. But I would always say, oh, come on, it's all right, we'll just go. And my wife said, while we're driving, she's always sitting there like this and going with her finger and following, you know, this and that, and watching how I'm so lost. you know, going like this, and she likes to with a map, and I just like to go and get to the general direction, and then we'll ask, we'll figure it out, and so on, or even when we take the GPS, so my wife likes to look at everything there, and I just want to hear what the guy says. I don't want to know the whole thing over there, where and what. Just tell me, make it right, make it left. You know, I don't know all the different things. So Rav Kook is saying that the study of geography in Chol, maps, a map, and to know where you are, to have a picture of where you are, where you're going. In Kodesh, in Kedusha, that's Mishnah and Halacha. Halacha's Psukis. Shnayis, Halacha's Psukis. In Europe, Jews live with the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, you know. That's the first sefer I ever heard of when I was a kid. It was the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. That's how they lived. And then they start to write Perushim on the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, which is what the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch didn't want. He wanted it should be a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, that there should be such a thing as a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. To have that map and to have the halachas psukas. So the mind is trained to think in a straight way. And that person is ready for hadvarim hayoyser al yoinim umavshatim. Then he could take a trip into outer space. Then this person with this kind of a mind is equipped to be able to go to the more abstract, into more abstract areas of learning, and we don't have to be afraid that Chalila, he's going to come to the wrong conclusions, he's going to get stuck in a certain problem in a certain place. Darba b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael, he'll be able to cross through, he'll be able to keep on going. V'yidezeh b'ha adam l'dei kinyan sichli, eich lispais kol goydel b'pashtus gemura. Everything Rav Kook says is so beautiful. Kinyan sichli eich lispais kol goydel b'pashtus gemura. Rav Kook wanted that when a person is ready and he goes out in learning to the world of Pnimiyas HaTorah, the deeper teachings of Torah, which is godless, Goydel, that when the person goes into those areas, that it should be the Pashtus Gemur. It's Chaval, as many of the Tzaddikim, the Maral, the Shalak others, the Vilna Gaon taught us, it's Chaval to spend one's life with Pilpulim of Hevel, with all kinds of hair-splitting things that are not Nageya to anything, to the real Pshat, to the Omek Pshat. You know what you're learning. And you can get into all kinds of different things. It's chaval to spend one's life doing that. And to miss the basic point of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You know, there's of course an inyan to be mafal for. But the ikur is to understand what the Gemara is saying, to understand what you're learning in Torah. That's chaval when it comes to regular learning. But when it comes to the inyanim of Pnimiyas HaTorah, then it's not just chaval, it could be very, very dangerous. The ikur is that a person thinks about big things, big, big things, but in a way that's bepashtus gemura. Bepashtus gemura. In complete and total simplicity. So isn't that a steer? We're talking about the deepest teachings. What does it mean, pashtus gemura? It means not to get lost in all kinds of mistaken and all kinds of crooked side streets, not to get lost. But Pashtus Gemura, the person who's trained in Mishnayis and Halachas Psukas, when he learns Pnimiyas HaTorah, the mind is a mind that seeks the main road, that seeks to travel on that road and not to get sidetracked. Because in Pnimiyas HaTorah, with all the interesting things that you have in Nigla, in Halacha and Shas and so on, all the interesting side attractions can get you lost. There's a million times more of that when you learn Pnimiyas HaTorah. The difference is that when you get sidetracked in Pnimiyas HaTorah, you could, God forbid, you could become detached from the truth. You could lose your way. in halacha, in gemara, if you say a pilpul, the pilpul is not a right pilpul, so then you have someone that helps you out and he explains it. But in halacha, you don't. In halacha and mishnayos, you have the map and you follow the map. And so too in pnimis haTorah, there has to be a map. The person who thinks mishnayos and halacha, when he comes to pnimis haTorah, so he follows that road and he doesn't, God forbid, get sidetracked into things that could cause him to become very confused. But he goes with Pashto's Gemara. Shlo yistavsteish ayideh hagadlus shum dover kal v'kotten. There's always a danger that when a person is Isaac in something which is very, very big, very, very, very great, that there might be, as a result of that, of the bigness, of the greatness, of the of how overwhelming that all is, that there could be mistakes and confusion when it comes to Dover Kal V'Katan, when it comes to what would seem to be small and less significant things. When the person is in the parish of Gadlus, he could overlook and not really pay that much attention to things that are that seem to be less important or to be of smaller significance. That's dangerous. So if Cook says that by learning a lot of Mishnayos and by learning Halacha, the person is Misragel, he is being trained to learn big things in a clear and simple way. In a clear and simple way. Big things, Teres Hashem, but in a clear and simple way. When a person is learning big things, sometimes it becomes very, very confusing, and he makes big mistakes when it comes to little things. He makes big mistakes. To be very, very careful. When a person is ready to take that journey, he can get very, very lost. So he says, "Ayidei ze bottom l'day shalei yistash teish ayidei hagadlus shum dover kal v'katan." That there shouldn't be obscured through the godless, because he's Isaac in such big things that those big things could obscure the smaller things. But when the person is trained to follow that clear path, so then he won't miss the important details along the way by getting sidetracked. He'll stay on course. Shezo me'ein dugma shel maila. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. How did Hashem make the world? Shahaidealius biyaofa shall have godless al yaina. He hamabita el kol hakaitan shabayesh. Let me try to translate this into. Only this bedach efsher. As I said, all of this is only bedach efsher. There's no translation of any of this. So just to try to explain. When Hashem Baruch made the world, He had and has all kinds of big ideas, big plans. When Hashem made the world, big plans. Not just like big mountains in this country and that place, but big plans of what everything is in the world. There's so much going on. Hashem Baruch created all the worlds with such idealism. Idealius, such unbelievable idealism, with such big things in creation, where every single inyan in the universe is magodlo masah Hashem, marav masah Hashem. Everything is godless. Everything is idealism and gevaldik and big. Be official ha godless hal yaina. But how did that actually come into creation? Here you have Gosh Baruch Hu with such thoughts, with such ideas, with such idealism, and such plans. But in the Metzias, he hamabita el kol hakaitan shebeyesh. He paid attention to every tiny little detail, that it should be in its right way, in the right way, in the right place. A lot of times, big people don't do that. A lot of times, the chachma people that we're talking about in the Monday in Chassidus, a lot of times the chachma people, they're in a place of godless and something very big, and they have this big great idea, and then there are pratim that are neglected when it comes to carrying out that idea. So they're very idealistic, and they have this big idealistic picture of what has to be, and they're in a place of godless. But then there are important details that are left out, like your children, your wife, other things along the way that could be left out. And pratim that should never, ever have been overlooked. But that's very often, very common with a person who's in a place of idealism and godless, that the way that he creates a life for himself is oftentimes, as we spoke about with the person of Chochmah, oftentimes it comes out that the Metzias is a mess, is a total mess. I mentioned this, I think, a few weeks ago. I don't know if I mentioned this, that I was talking to somebody, a big other Chayid, a very wonderful guy, an American who lives in Yerushalayim for many years. So he told me that, I mentioned that, I think, 2 weeks ago, I was here, or a different year, but he told me that he was once talking to Reb Shomer Pfeiffer, Zichron Levracha, in the old Central Hotel. Now it's called Prima Palace. But that used to be the Central Hotel. Malon HaMerkaz. So Reb Shlomo was there, and he was talking to Reb Shlomo. When he came in, Reb Shlomo was sitting there talking to a Yid. This fellow was waiting. The American fellow, Reb Shlomo, was talking to this Yid that had like a Yerushalmi look on him. You know, like it was all the people who have been to Eretz Yisrael, have been spent time in Yerushalmi, know that there's something about that. The Levush and something like a Yerushalmi look of the Jew who knows everything except how to live. Except how to live in this world. So after he left, so the fellow was waiting, and that Yerushalmi went away, and this guy sat down and was talking to Reb Shlomo. And Reb Shlomo said to this fellow, he said, "You see that Yid that was just here, that Yerushalmi?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "This is a person that has in his head Kala Torah Kula. He has all of Torah in his head. But he's a shipwrecked Jew." That's what Reb Shlomo called him, a shipwrecked Jew. Shipwrecked. You know, we've met people, you meet people like that in Yerushalayim. You could stand on the corner, you could watch. In an hour, on an Erev Shabbos, you could watch a lot of Chevron like this. They're shipwrecked. What happened? So Yid that has such, is in a place of such godless hamayich, and you know, when it was breathing the air of the back alleyways of Yerushalayim, but it didn't work out in the inyanim of this world. It didn't work out, meaning not just that he doesn't have money, that's not the poor. He's not Masuda, he's shipwrecked, whatever. Didn't get the right, you know, kind of to teaching. He never really found a place where he could explain to, and that they could learn from him. And you know, you have even like this that are walking around in Yerushalayim collecting prutas. If you talk to any of these people, they're shipwrecked Jews all over the place, and Eretz Yisrael more than anywhere, because of Eretz Yisrael. Godless of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael there are anakim, there are giants. It's a place where giants grow in Eretz Yisrael. But if you're a giant and you don't take care of Bina, of the Pratim, then you become a shipwrecked giant. And then what becomes of that person? At least these are tzaddikim and Erech Yidden and so on. But you have others that they just get totally lost. You have many, you know, that there were many tzaddikim who had children that went off completely. that they were raised in an atmosphere of such godless, of such godless. And they had in them such godless, but it wasn't misyashev in the world of Bima. It wasn't misyashev with the pratim in such a way they got shipwrecked. What does it mean shipwrecked? I mean, ship means it's a big, beautiful ship, whatever, is the Queen Mary or something. They used to be, I don't know now, it was a ship that was always... And it's a very, very, very big, beautiful ship, but what happens to it? It doesn't get to where it could, where we're supposed to go. That's what it means, a shipwreck. So instead it was supposed to go and dock over there, in this port, or that port, it was supposed to dock. And in the end, it's got some Arayska Vafindika island someplace with a couple of cannibals over there, and they're sitting, and he's sitting in the, you have like the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mary, this luxury lights is almost as big as the island, and it's sitting there, and they never made it. What happened? It was a mistake in geography. The geography didn't work out, and the captain is there, and the people are screaming, "What did you do? What did you do? We're supposed to be in New York. What did you do? What happened?" So the guy says, "Yeah, I think it was made a wrong turn by the rocket Gibraltar or something. I don't know. He got like." Something happened. He got shipwrecked. A storm came. The wind, the big wind. He got this. He got carried off. There was once a conversation between the Alter Rebbe and the son of one of his Hasidim. Let me see if I get this right. This is a long time ago. I saw this. There was one of the Hasidim, one of the big Hasidim of the Alter Rebbe, had a son who became a Machal Shabbos. This chassid had a son who went off. And the Baal Tanya had asked the father, "Tell your son I'd like to talk to him." And the son didn't want to talk to him. So the father begged the son. And the son had rachmanis on his father. And he came to the altar. How did he come to Alter Rebbe? He came walking in to the chutz of the Alter Rebbe on a fancy big horse, a beautiful horse. He came walking into the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe came out, Shalom, he was very friendly, and the Alter Rebbe said, "How are you?" And, Chazar, Shana Fed, you have such a beautiful horse. And the Rebbe asked him, "Tell me something, whatever your uncle tell me. Why do you need such a horse?" So the uncle said, "Why do you need a horse? I need the horse. The horse takes me where I need to go." So that is just, "I want you to walk." This is much, much faster. That takes you much faster. So he said, "Sure." So the Rebbe said to him, and what happens if you get lost? What happens if you get lost? So the uncle said, "Rebbe, if I get lost, so then I have the horse, and they will be able to get me back to where I have to go." So the Rebbe said, "So you could walk." So he said, "But Rebbe, this is much, much faster. It goes much faster, and it goes much further." So the Alter Rebbe said to him, "So you mean that when this horse gets lost, it gets lost very, very fast and very, very far? It gets fast and far away. It gets very, very far away." And the chassid, this yankel, was quiet. And then the Rebbe grabbed him and said, "But yankel, you should know that it's possible that the same way that a person got lost far and fast, that he could find his way back very, very quickly. If you have a good horse, he could find your way back." And he started to cry, and the Rebbe took him in. And he was machzim b'tshuva. You have people that they have fast horses in the mind, and they have a way of godless about them. In that midah of chachma that we're learning about. And they can get very lost, very, very fast, and very far. because of the galus, because the shipwrecked Jews don't pay attention to the Pratim. They don't pay attention to the Pratim. Like how are you going to support your wife and children? Or in that panosa that you're in. Whatever it might be, they don't pay attention to the Pratim. Instead, they get sidetracked to all kinds of things. And then they wash up on some island someplace. And there comes to 120. So what, like Rav Shlomo said, it's a shipwrecked Jew. The person has to stay on course. And Rav Kook is saying that if you intend on going on journeys, on long journeys, with strong horses, good ships, powerful ships, you better make sure you have a good map. And the good map of a Jew, Rav Kook says, the Ikka is Mishnayis and Halachas Pesukos. Mishnayis and Halachas Pesukos. Anybody that tells you that he just likes to learn the esoteric things and he likes to talk, you know, the poetry of Yiddishkeit, to take the racket. But it's not his thing to learn Halacha, for Mishnah, for Gemara, and so on. So you have to be very, very careful. The likelihood is that the person is making very, very big mistakes in what he's thinking and how he's living, how he's teaching. Be very, very careful. That's what I think Rav Kook is saying. That's how Hashem made the world. Hashem made the world big, big. Big plans, big ideas, idealism. But he did it in such a way, when idealism is wrapped in the godless ha'alyayna, in Hashem's godless, in all of that godless of the idealism of creation, with everything, Arishal Mashiach, everything that Hashem, with idealism, in the big, 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 big plan and big picture of what Hashem was doing for us with creation. But he hamabita al kol hakaiten shebayesh. But Hashem's eye was always focused on all of the small things in practical existence. Now Hashem Shabbach made this place. He set it up nice. Made the water go till here. Then he made the beach. He made the shore. Set up a forest over here. Made it like this. Didn't cross over. Hasam gvul layam. He paid attention to all the chitin. You look under the microscope, you see, wow, what the Baruch Shalom did over here. Big people don't usually look under microscopes. They look maybe telescopes, but they don't look microscopes, because a microscope is a clinic, I don't know. They don't want to humble with all these little things. They don't want to look, at the protein. I told you once, I remember that when he was a baby, he had something that wasn't right. He had to go to the hospital. So we took him. I remember it was on an Erev Shabbos. It always comes out like that. When it comes to Inyanim, it's like there's only one day of the week when it comes to that stuff. So we were told to get this doctor is the biggest mumch. This guy is the biggest mumch. In that Inyan, the Rushi had, this guy is the biggest mumch. We weren't sure what he had, but in this area, this Indian, he was a big mumch. So you understand, we're very, very nervous. He had a high fever. So I don't know, it was scary. So we're staying in the hospital. It took 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And it was also like this. Shabbos wasn't so late. And I don't know what to do. What's going to be over here when he's crying? And then they put you in one room. And then you think you're going into the... And you're not really going. You're still waiting, and, you know. And finally, Kiva Lish by the Tzaharis, you know, he's coming, the king is coming. So, we were in this room, like an examination room. And he comes in, the doctor, didn't say a word, hello, not a look, nothing. Just went over there. The baby, the nurse already got the baby ready over there. And he came over and he looked for 30 seconds and he said, this kid's got, and he said whatever the Indian was. He said, this kid, those were his words, this kid's got, and he said the technical thing. And Amari says, doctor, doctor, and he said, I'm sorry, and he walked out, just like that. And I was, I'll explain it to you. This is not for me to explain. I have here, I have your nurses there, they'll, whatever, people. He didn't say a word to us. He didn't say, and he just said, he said in such a lush, exactly that, he said, this kid's got, he looked, this kid's got this. He's a big maven. He was right. That's what was wrong. He said, this kid's got that, and it's finished. Lord. My wife, I met like, my wife went running after him into the hallway. And he just walked down the hall. He wouldn't even turn around. Didn't even look at us. And that's a very extreme thing. I'm sorry to say he was a yid. It's a very, not for him. He was a yid. It's a very, very extreme thing. And I don't believe that he really wants to be that way and that he's really not a nice person. Probably he had two or three surgeries, whatever, I don't know, stuff going on. It's okay. So he overlooked that there were two very nervous parents. I know he's seen that machla 10,000 times. It wasn't a big machla. We didn't know what it was. And he's seen that 10,000 times. That's what he does. So this kid's got that and that's it. He's finished. But that was new to us. And that's our child. But there is such a thing in the world. It could be that when he was in medical school that he was a very idealistic person. And he set out on that course to save mankind and to help thousands and thousands of people. Probably that's why he wanted to do it. Maybe some people have a lot of ulterior motives, but maybe that's what he wanted. He even this time he wanted to save people, to help people. But he's also a shipwrecked Jew. He's also a shipwrecked Jew. Maybe he is operating and he is helping, but he's not getting to the port, to the dock that he was supposed to get to. I mean, he's a dock, but he doesn't get to the dock, you know, the other kind of dock. He doesn't get to that place where he's supposed to get to. Got shipwrecked. You know why? Because he lost his map. Or he has his map and he got fablonger on his map. And in the idealism of saving lives, he breaks people's hearts and hurts them and leaves them sebrach. It's a very, very unusual thing to have a person of godless, of great and powerful idealism that is in a place of godless al yoina. He hamabite al kol hakoiten shebeyesh. Isn't that a beautiful word? A beautiful expression? That godless hell, you know, the highest godless, is always looking at, is always paying attention to, kol hakoiten shebeyesh. When Hashem created the world, with all the big stuff that we don't know even what it's all about. After thousands of years, we don't have any, we don't touch the beginning of what Hashem had going on, has going on over here. And even so, Hashem is Baruch, he dotted every I and he crossed every T, and that's so beautiful. The attention to detail that Hashem is Baruch, how he did that, how he made a world with all the idealism. He didn't walk in with a chart and tell the Malachim, all right, this kid's got this, you know, fix it up. Make a world, tell the Malachim God, yeah, this is it. Put over here in Antarctic, maybe we'll here in Africa, put over in Asia, yeah, you know, I've got stuff I'm busy with, Hashem says. I got big in Yonam, I'm Isaac, and he told a couple of Malachim, you take care of Europe, you take care of Asia. And the Malach comes running down the hall and says, but Rabbi Shlomo, what about? But I don't listen. You take care of it. That's not how Hashem made the world. Hashem personally, kivyachu, every single prat, every single detail, Rabbi Shlomo was metapolim, took care of, looked at, thought about. The idealism didn't blur. That's the word yistashtesh ayegideha. That's what he said earlier. Shlo yistashtesh ayegideha gadol shum dover kal v'kadon. That there should be nothing tiny that's blurred because of the person being in a place of godless. Rav Kook was afraid that a person learns his Isaac, let's say, in Shas, in Pilpulim, all the time. And the mind becomes a mind that gets distracted and lost on side streets. So So then when it comes to taking a trip into the world of godless, that he'll lose that pashtus hagmura, that mabat, that way of looking at the entirety of the picture, of studying the map of where I'm leaving and where I have to go to. Where do I have to go to? We've spoken about this so many times. You can get a person that's a big lamdan, and he is cooking in lamdas, and acts a certain way, talks a certain way, and you ask him. That's what we're learning about in Bavadi, in Mesir Zashar, in Ulusfar. Where are you going? What's the tachlis of all this? Why are you doing this? That's what it means. I think Shahidali is the official agada sayani hi hamabita al kol hakoiten shebeyesh. And there's more than that. It means that the bigger the person, the greater the person, the more he understands how every single tiny thing is meaningful. In other words, the emes is that for an Adam Godel, everything is godless. There's no such thing as godless. Because the Adam Godel sees that tiny little thing is significant, is important. And that's when you're learning Mishnah. When you're learning Halacha Pesukah. That's really how you learn to think. So it's not just that the person, the great idealistic, big dreamer, big planner, big gadol, it's not just that he remembers kol ha-kaiten shebeyesh, all of the kaiten, all that small in yesh means in reality, but he sees and he knows that in that kaiten there's also godless. In that little thing there's also something very, very great. In that little thing there's something very great. Which when a person is Isaac, especially if a person wants to be Isaac in Pnimius HaTorah and so on, he needs to understand that, to be able to think that way and to learn that way. And that's how Hashem made the world. L'shach l'loi al kol pratav. Everything was put into order, into place. Everything was developed. Al kol pratav. Nothing shipwrecked. Nothing unfinished. You have people, sometimes you have very big people, that their whole life is like tons of unfinished business. Like big things, but they never finished. They never got to it. That's what it means. I guess that's what Shalom by shipwreck. They didn't get to that. They're very, very big people. But they never got to that inyan. They're in the middle of 1,000 inyanim. And they got lost. So they got this inyan took them to that inyan, to another inyan. Mishnah and Halacha, you go from Aleph till Saf. It takes you into the Lamaisa of what you have to do. That's how Hashem made the world. He made the world with all of the godless and all of the idealism, but he didn't neglect as kol hakaiten shebeyesh, all the smallness that exists. And this is something that is a mitzvah that you see by great tzaddikim. There are many, many stories like that. And I saw tzaddikim that I was zeicher to meet and to spend time with. And I saw that by my rabbi, Zeicher Tzadok Kosher Bracha. That sometimes it would become like, you're wondering, like, what is he asking me? So many questions about different pratim, like if you do this and to take care of that and to do this and to do that. And I realized that it was the godless of the person that made the details of the lives of his talmidim significant and important. And he wanted to make sure that this is not overlooked and that's not overlooked. And that's how Hashem made the world. So the Malachim might have been getting, can imagine Hashem Yisbarach says to the Malach, they sent them out, and whatever. And the Malach says, okay, I took care of the mission. What, you know, he asked them 1,000 questions. Like, not that Hashem needs to ask questions. I'm just saying, the Marshal. And what about, did you make sure that the flower was, that the flower was red? So Malach says, yeah, I said, I got the order. It said on it red. No, but what shade of red? I don't know. Dark red. How dark? That's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malach says, it's so dark, and I made it red. But Hashem's Baruch is with every single thing on the map, like that. Akol HaKayin Shabiyesh. The Shachla Akol Pratav HaYoyis HaDakam Zeirim. To put everything in the right way, in the right order, Akol Pratav. Every single detail, HaYoyis HaDakam Zeirim. Even the smallest and tiniest little protein were not overlooked in creation. And this way creation would not be shipwrecked. This way creation would be clear and healthy and pure. We should be Zeichem et Hashem to have godless, but godless with godless.